Good morning. I have the true honor of introducing our chapel speaker this morning. Jen Watishak is with us this morning, and she is the area director for the Wisconsin South Central District. And Jen described that territory to me as sort of a donut around Madison, which wouldn't include Madison, but would capture the Whitewater, Platteville, and Baraboo campuses, for example. Jen shared a few interesting facts about herself with me. She is married to a kind gentleman by the name of Chad. We recently realized we went to the same church but have never met. They live in Sun Prairie and are considering moving to Cottage Grove. What a great idea. They have a 5-year-old daughter named Hannah who just started kindergarten and a 9-month-old son, Jack. She moved to Madison about 6 months ago from the Milwaukee area. She's been on staff with InterVarsity for 10 years. Her master's degree is from Trinity Theological Seminary. One of her favorite foods is pizza. And believe it or not, Jen should have been here yesterday for our lip sync competition because she once won a country karaoke sing-off. Jen, you are most welcome this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Well, this morning, I want to share a little bit about John and my story. And my heart this morning is not to highlight what I have done on campus, but to highlight what God has done in my life and on campus, and to highlight the work that God has done through InterVarsity and through you as well. And so I really, my hope and prayer this morning is that you are encouraged as I share a little bit about my story and what I'm currently doing in South Central Wisconsin. So if you haven't already guessed, John is me. So this is my story of how I came to college, where I was, the things that I was struggling with, and the things, the potential that I had. Struggling with who I was, making my faith my own, but really knowing that this is something that I wanted to pursue. And so it was through the work of InterVarsity. I got involved as a freshman at UW-Stevens Point. My staff worker discipled me, and he led a gig. So he didn't ask me to lead the gig, but he asked me, would you gather this group of friends that you've been discussing faith with, and I will lead the gig. And after that, I was hooked. I learned about making my faith my own, and I caught a vision right then and there for what ministry can look like on campus. I never looked back. I went to cross training, where Jay Anderson gave the Lordship talk, and that really sealed the deal. And so I understood that I had to make my faith my own, and I had to understand, I had to learn and grow in what that meant. And then every experience that I was invited to after through InterVarsity, whether a conference or a leadership experience, has been invaluable. Coming on staff, being an AD, each step of the way, InterVarsity, God has used InterVarsity to grow my continuing passion for students just like John to come to know Jesus in a real way that impacts others around them and impacts the world. So this is a picture of me in college at UW-Stevens Point almost 15 years ago. So I am a story of a student transformed. After I graduated, I came on staff, and I staffed at UW-Milwaukee as well as Marquette University. And these are a picture of my, you know, just like children, you're probably not supposed to have favorite students. But this is my favorite leadership team that I had at UW-Milwaukee. When I got to UW-Milwaukee about 10 years ago, I met with the current leadership team, which was about 3 students, and then we went down for large group, and there was one student sitting there, and they started large group. And I thought, oh, you know, thinking, you know, we're on IV time, people are going to start coming later. Nope, that was it. So we had about 4 students at UW-Milwaukee 10 years ago when I started. And this was these students came along 3 years after that. And they were my favorite leadership team. This is David. David was a transfer student, international student from Nigeria. He was involved in NIFES over in Nigeria, and he came as a grad student and transferred in halfway through the year and found us. And the following year, he was on leadership team. This is Rebecca Wars Wheaton, and she is, at the time, she was first generation in her family to go to school. And her parents live in Milwaukee on the south side, which is a Hispanic neighborhood where my husband and I lived for the last 10 years. And she was on our leadership team. And this is T.R. Badger. Some of you may have known his mother, Lucille, who worked with the Urbana team. And he was on my leadership team. And then this is Connie. And we had a wonderful time that year. And we prayed. We were still growing, but we prayed that God would really put together a multi-ethnic chapter at UW-Milwaukee. And we didn't know what that would look like, but that was just our heart's desire. And they worked very, very hard. And right now, UW-Milwaukee, by the work of God and the staff that have come after me, that vision, I feel, has been fulfilled. They probably have about 80 students meeting now, and it's a very multi-ethnic chapter with about half Hmong students and half white students. And so it's just really exciting to see how God honored our time in prayer. We did a lot of things on campus, but I would say a lot of it was just prayer, that they were dedicated and they wanted to see their campus transformed, and they prayed, and we prayed, and so that's very exciting. Rebecca right now is working with first-generation Hispanic students in the high school to try to help them get into college, and so they can have the same experiences that she did. And so I feel that she is quite the world changer. She works day after day with those students to equip them and to get them into college. Well, I'll share a little bit about, so that was my first 5 years on staff. On my second 5 years on staff, I staffed at Marquette University. And God is at work there. After moving from UW-Milwaukee to Marquette, it was another replanting situation. And have seen God move there as well, especially using trials at Marquette. Some of you are familiar. About 2 years ago, we had a campus access issue there at Marquette. And through that, God has really moved to open up doors. One of the things we had struggled with for years and years was being able to be active in the ways that we thought we were called to on campus. And actually, through the campus access issue, the way it resolved actually opened up doors for ministry to go forward at this point. And so God used that, and the staff that took over after me, again, has about 80 students involved, and is both of the chapters are continuing to grow. So praise be to God for the work that he did in Milwaukee. So here's my donut. So like Eric said, I supervise the donut around Madison. And so down from Platteville over to Whitewater up to Baraboo are kind of the sphere of what I oversee. And we have a variety of chapters, I always say, of all colors and shapes and size. We have UW, Platteville, and Whitewater, which are kind of our flagship schools in our area. We have Beloit College, which is the oldest college in Wisconsin. It used to be a seminary, and it is no longer used for that purposes, with a small chapter. And we have multiple chapter plants at various technological schools and two-year schools as well. So we kind of run the gamut. We have 11 staff. Three of them are in full-time MPD mode. And I'm sure would love your prayers as they are desiring to be on campus. I want to just, in my last few minutes, share a few prayer requests and the ways that you can partner with us and pray for South Central Wisconsin. Beloit College, like I said, is the oldest college in Wisconsin. used to be a seminary, and currently we, three years ago, started a plant there that has been growing. It's known for being one of the most secular schools in the United States, and least religious. And so there's a chapel on campus that hasn't been used for a Christian service in 60 years. For the last 30 years has been used for pagan services. And this last year we had an Easter service there. And we had 300 in attendance with 50 non-InterVarsity students there from campus. Since then, we've had experienced some, I would say, spiritual warfare on campus, as well as some opposition from students. So that is one place that desperately needs your prayer. Casey Ellers is the staff there, and it's kind of an ongoing battle to keep students engaged at that campus. And then facing some of the spiritual warfare that they're having now after the service they held, you can keep them in your prayers. And keep our new staff team. We're a new area. Some of you know that as you've been helping us put together our finances and our different staff teams. And so we're still trying to decide who we are as an area. Our vision is called Team Growth Gospel. We're putting together a team to grow our new area to reach students with the gospel. And so a lot of things come with that, such as MPD and staff relationships as we form a new team and kind of come around this new vision. So you can pray for that as well. And that's all I have. But I'd love to answer any questions that you have about South Central Wisconsin. Yeah.
Why a donut? And what would it take to fill in the middle and cover Madison?
Madison is its own area, and Peter Horton oversees Madison as well as the Madison campuses. Yeah, so it's just kind of how it broke down of having a donut area around Madison.
Do you have a group at Richland Center this year?
We do have a group at Richland Center, yep, of about 10 to 15 students. Faculty advisors on a lot of our UW and tech schools are kind of holding down the fort until we get staff. Mm-hmm. And so we have a faculty advisor at Richland Center that's leading a small group, as well as UW Rock County and Black Hawk Technical School, which are both in Janesville area.
What is it that makes Platteville and Whitewater flagship schools? How long have they been going on? Or tell us a little bit about their ministry and history.
Yeah, well, both schools have been going on for quite some time. Platteville just had their 50th reunion anniversary, so they drew alumni in from InterVarsity from the past 50 years. I think one of the things that has made that very stable is the person who started the chapter 50 years ago is still there. And so a lot of times, in Platteville, I'm coming to find that people are from Platteville and they stay in Platteville. And so there's a lot of stability there. So there's a lot of resources to surround Hannah and Brandon Pepin are the staff there. And so there are four previous staff workers right in the same town that can kind of resource them and pray for them. And they know the ministry, they love the ministry. And so that one's been going strong. And Whitewater has a kind of similar makeup of people coming from South Central Wisconsin, staying in South Central Wisconsin, having great staff. Josh Billhorn was at Whitewater, and he's having a history of good staff, I think, as well. Casey Ellers, he's a relatively new staff. This is his third year on staff. He's a Platteville grad, and loves one story from Platteville is the first time that I'm visiting, or from Beloit, but the first time I'm visiting, he's like, just so you know, if the bell rings, if we hear a bell ring on campus, we're going to look the other way. And I said, oh, why is that? And he said, one of the things that happens quite often at Beloit is they ring the big bell in the center of campus, and then everyone does a naked run, where they take off their clothes and they run naked across campus. So if someone's bored, they go up to the bell, they ring it, people take off their clothes and they run. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is just, and one thing, you know, another thing he told me that is that one of the things that's taught is I kind of shared my experience with professors. One of the things that is taught from up front with the faculty is that gender is something you choose. It's not something that you're born with. And so he has a lot of students that he meets with that will be of one gender but go by another gender. And so that's something that's taught from up front from professors, that gender is, you choose your gender. It's not what you're born with. So it is just a school that needs prayer and has a special heart. It's just growing a real place in my heart to see meet with students, because when we meet with students, I can see in their eyes the pain and confusion that this causes.
Any of your technical schools or campuses you're on have any students that might be interested in IT interns?
Oh, I don't know, but that's a great question.
Yeah.
Yes, do that. Mm-hmm. Yep, do that. Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. Letting me come and share, and like I said, I hope and pray that you are encouraged as you see the work that God has done in transforming me, as well as the campuses in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.